time before it's too late, late.
All right, guys, welcome back to Project 2662, Life Changes Here, podcast number 22, Bill Spate, Jordan Oliver, and today we have chosen a topic which happens all the time to all of us, Jordan. The topic today is transition, and we are transitioning around here because Jordan is stepping directly into her ministry with her sisters, Triple Braided Cord, and that'll be happening over the next few weeks and month, and we're so excited for you guys. Jordan, welcome to podcast number 22.
22. Hey, everybody. Jordan Oliver here. And, you know, Bill, I love that we're doing transitions today because, you know, I was just taking a little walk outside and it is for the first time feeling like fall. It really looks like it and feels like it. Really for the first time because I haven't seen the leaves change recently and they are beautiful out there, and it's just making me think about seasons and, you know, how our lives go in and out of different seasons, especially with this transition that I'm going through with my sisters as well. So this is pretty timely topic.
It is indeed. And you know what happens after fall, Jordan? There's nothing any of us can do. Winter comes next.
Not yet, Bill. Don't jump to winter yet. Let's just enjoy the fall.
Right. It happens to be 76 today, so it's great.
Yes.
But inevitably, winter's coming next. So that's going to be one day it'll be 30, one day it'll be 20, possible snow and ice.
Oh, and here, okay, well, not to interrupt you, but I have a question for you, Bill.
Oh, got you. Good.
What do we do, speaking of weather and seasons, what do we do when they're calling for rain on Halloween?
Oh, you know what? That is a great question. They're calling for heavy rain Halloween night, which is tomorrow night while we're recording this. And so the question for all of us is, how much candy, how much extra candy, how much candy do we not buy? Do we not even expect the kids? I've never trick-or-treated in the rain. Have you?
I have never trick-or-treated in the rain. When I heard that, I was thinking, I don't think in all of my 27 years of existence, I have ever had a Halloween rainout night that I can remember. So this is a pretty big deal. This is like an alert. We interrupt this broadcast for an alert.
Halloween. That's exactly right. Change, change, change. And then next week, more change, change, change as we have the midterm elections.
More
so
transition.
All kinds of transition. Number one, Jordan, transition is inevitable.
That's
it's
right.
going to happen. We can't stop it. We might as well participate in it because we have no choice. So we're going to give some good take-homes and takeaways for how you go through transition, how you step through transition. And my first one is, number one, simply you realize that it is inevitable and you run into it. You step into it because you have two choices. You can run from it and pretend like it's not there, or you can step into it making the necessary changes. So adjust your life, adjust yourself, adjust your body clock, adjust your mind, body, spirit, soul around the fact that there are transitions. We have a transition going on here at the iCoach Life office. It is an incredibly good one. You're moving into tremendous transition territory, but all of us are adjusting. And I think you would agree in this office, our belief is you dive into it head first and step into it.
That's right. That's right. A couple years ago, I was really thinking about a transition and just thinking, you know, I think one of the keys to it goes right in line with what you're saying, Bill, is if you can just gear your mindset to know change is going to happen, and it's going to happen constantly.
Yes.
It's life is always changing.
Yes.
If you can kind of just gear your mind to the excitement, more of the excitement side of that nothing is going to stay the same forever, and that's a good thing. That is a good thing, because why would we want things to be the same every single day? You know, it brings new people, new experiences, new skills and talents out of us that we get to grow into. And so, you know, I think just positioning our mindset more to the side of this is an exciting thing that no day needs to be the same.
Right.
And, you know, it can help us kind of go into it looking forward to change rather than dreading it, which can also be easy to do.
Exactly. And I've always wanted to kind of carry with me during transition the thought that change equals growth.
That's it.
You're not going to grow without change. Yes, it can be tough. Yes, it can throw you off course for a moment. Yes, it can be some difficult stepping through, you know, changes, but it equals growth. And you and I both need the growth. We are 2662. Actually, we're 2763 as we speak. But we are both in growth mode.
Yes.
And so to get there, you're going to have to step through change. One of my favorite things about how you get through transition, Jordan, is to make sure you have your support group with you.
Definitely. It's really impossible. Not impossible, but it's hard. Pretty hard to do it
near
alone.
Near impossible
to do alone and to face alone.
Yes.
And when you have those outside people, it's just an outside perspective to give you that excitement, to give you, you know, those words of encouragement. Like, you know what? Do you really want to stay where you are right now? Look what is coming for you. Look what you're heading into. Look what you have to offer and what life is offering you. Sometimes just hearing words as simple as those is a game changer to your perspective in facing transition. And so people and other voices outside of your own head are critical.
Voices, that is so good. Other voices, voices that help you step into that. So whether or not your transition is college, starting a business, a brand new job, changing careers, we could name things forever. You've got to have that support staff, that right-hand person, that left-hand person, that group of people that support you no matter what, even when it gets ugly, difficult, or like you said, near impossible. That support group of people carries you step by step by step. That's another thing I want to bring up. You take a step at a time, take one positive step, take a moment to go, okay, we got it, we made it, we did that step. Maybe as they do in sports all the time, celebrate a victory for, you know, 12 hours, but then get ready for the next step, the next game in sports. Get ready for the next step and reinforce each positive step as you move toward that transition. Then all of a sudden, Jordan, you wake up one morning, you realize you've taken 10 steps.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, Bill, is sometimes literally one step is it. That is all that you have to do. And you don't even have to do it happily. You don't have to do it with enthusiasm. Yeah. Sometimes we just don't feel like it. We don't feel good. But that is okay. It's okay to move feeling those things, but it's not okay to stop and sit in that. As long as you take that one step, you are going to look down at some point and realize you made it to the top of the mountain. You made it 10 miles down the road. Just don't stop. That is really the key.
And I would reinforce that by saying, you referenced mountain. I love that. Don't forget, to get to that mountain, you're going to have to step through the valley. And what often happens, you know this, I know this, both of us have seen this all our lives, it's happened to us, as well as we've seen it with friends, family members, cohorts. You sometimes get stuck in the valley at a low place, and whatever the project is, whatever it's over, it ends, because you get bogged down and you quit.
You quit, right.
So do not quit in the valley, no matter how low the valley, no matter how deep the pit. No matter what is going on with or around you, your road to the mountain, to the transition, through the transition, is always going to take you through some valleys. I'd like to know this from you, Jordan. As you've gone through some valleys of life, what have been the things you have hung on to get you through those valleys?
For me, it's definitely been God. And that's pretty much my only answer. And I say that because definitely, it's been other people, you know, that support system that has been the number one thing. But that, to me, is God being present. It's Him working through these people, very specific people who He knows needed to come onto my path for a particular reason at a particular time. And I believe that's true of all of us when we kind of open our eyes to that and are in tune to that in our daily journeys every day. And so He has really been my guiding force in all of this. And, you know, I've had so many times with here we are saying we've launched our business, and we have, but for about 5 years, we did not know exactly what this was going to look like. And it was a lot of just wandering through the valley, so to say. And
right.
It really, prayer, that would be my number one recommendation, is to get in the habit of praying. Make yep. that a normal part of your day, and at all different times of the day. Because as you do that, as you start forming that relationship with God and you see what that looks like for you, you get direction and you get the strength to keep stepping, even when you can't see what the next step is.
Oh, that's fabulous. Even when you can't see, keep stepping. It also occurs to me that while you're stepping, occasionally you're going to have to stop and deal with something.
Yes.
Deal with one of the difficulties. Deal with that hill that you've got to get over.
Yes.
Deal with that, whatever tripped you up. Deal with that issue. All of us, one of us are going to have to stop occasionally as we are stepping toward transition.
That's right.
And deal with something. But then again, start back up. So that would mean there's another point right there. Step, stop, start.
Yes, start.
And step through these difficulties. Stop and deal with it when something knocks you off track. Stop and deal with it.
Yeah.
But then start back up.
And Bill, you made me think of a really awesome conversation that I had with a family friend when I was back home for a wedding a few weeks ago. And he was saying, you don't really want to arrive at your end goal, because once you do, what's it from there?
Right.
You know, what's next? He said the excitement and the fun part of really having a dream and your goals and pursuing them is getting there. It is the journey. And no, it's not always going to be fun. No, it is going to be very hard. It's going to require a lot of work. But that almost is just kind of like, if you think of it in terms of the anticipation before a trip, you know, when you get so excited before a vacation. And that's almost more exciting than the actual trip itself, because it's the buildup in your mind. And I just thought that was a great way of thinking of it, because it gives you more patience during the journey time. And it also kind of takes the pressure off of timelines and of feeling like you're not where you should be right now and all, you know, everything like that. It's, you're exactly where you need to be, where you are, because that's where God has you.
Yep.
And you know what? Learn from where you are, learn from the journey, learn from the steps, and enjoy when you get derailed. And taken in different directions, because that is the adventure of life.
I want to give my go-to, because it's pretty close to yours, but a slightly different go-to. One of my main go-tos is, let me do it this way. Lytle Thomas, Buck Dozier, Randy Simmons, Jim Brown, these are godly mentors of mine that I often go to when I'm in transition, when I'm on the road, when I'm on the road to the next thing, when I'm moving forward, when I've fallen off the road and I'm down in a ditch, you know, face down in mud, whatever. I go to one of these godly mentors and ask for their advice. So I'm totally with you on God, and prayer is just indispensable. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can describe how important prayer is. But I'm just telling you, Jordan, I have had to have these godly mentors, or I would have never made it to 63. And
absolutely,
some of these guys have been with me for 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years of mentoring they've given me. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
And I don't think I can think of one time, now that I'm thinking about it, that I got out of a conversation with one of these guys, as well as many others as well. My sister Nancy and others that I go to for stuff like that. And thought, well, that was terrible advice. Well, I'm sorry I called him. Never. They're always there. They're always willing to listen. Sometimes that's all they do is listen, by the
way. That's, one of the most helpful things.
Yes. So one of the things you can do and I can do for people is just listen to them as they're going through that transition. Make sure they have a sounding board, a soft place to be listened to, and that would be you. So that's a great goal. But I've never once gotten off one of those calls or times with those guys and thought, wow, that didn't work. It does work. So a mentor is a great idea to get you through transition as well. So as you head toward transition, and by the way, in this office, as you're transitioning, we will also be transitioning, as we do every year around here. Even though I'm 63 and not 43 anymore, we will be making changes next year because I want to be better. I want to grow. I want to grow and be better every single year of my life. So transitions here. We will be looking at ways to improve what we do at iCoach Life. We may or may not roll out a new name. You never know what's going to happen around here. But we are head first into transition here as well. So here's my last question for both of us. As you are heading into your transition, Jordan, anything scare you? Is it fear?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Fear? Okay.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I don't think anybody is excused from fear. I think the people that we see being successful and, right. you know, people who look like they're killing it every day, they are doing it, but they're doing it afraid.
Yeah.
And I've heard a lot. I listen to so many different motivational podcast speakers, all different things like that. And a lot of them, most of them have said this and have said everyone is afraid in some capacity.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might look like the most confident person in the world, but anybody can look like that person if you just do it.
Yeah.
If you just do it, because so many other people are afraid to. And so when you do step out and, you know, take a chance, it is noticeable because not everybody is doing that. And so, but that doesn't excuse the fact that you could be shaken inside, you know, it's just, right. So absolutely. To answer your question, I have many fears of the unknown. Pretty much everything is unknown with this. This is, you know, with our venture and that we're stepping into with our business, and that is where I do trust that I have been led up to this point, and that, you know, God completes his promises. He fulfills what he says. And
right.
so that's really where my courage comes from to just keep stepping.
And I'm right with you, because there's a great scripture, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm.
And there's not much in life you can say that about. So that's your grab onto it and don't let go. Because I as well deal with fear and moving forward. Anything I think we do has a little bit of fear with it. We don't
yes.
know. We often wonder, I wonder how this will turn out. I wonder if I do this, what will happen? If I take this risk, and there's a lot of risk in it, but you have to take them. You have to take those risks. If I take this risk, what will happen? It's there for all of us. It's for every one of you that are listening to this going through transition. Fear is going to attempt to stop you and derail you.
Yes.
But we would both tell you, if not beg you, do not let it stop you or derail you. It's going to maybe have a blip on the screen, and you'll look back and go, okay, I made it through. Once again, I made it through that. But do not let it stop you from a goal, from a dream, from a destiny, from anything you're doing.
Yeah, you have to want the result.
That's right.
Bad enough.
That's right.
That's really it. It's, you know, you're going to have the fear, and you may be thinking right now, well, okay, easier said than done. How am I supposed to move past it? How am I supposed to not let it stop me? It really has to be your desire for that end result, whatever it is, has to outweigh everything else. And
right.
you know, when you sit there and think about at the end of my life, what am I going to look back on and
right.
wish I had done? What is that thing? What is that thing that you don't want to have to regret? And that sometimes is, I feel like sometimes that may be the only motivation to say, okay, I'm not letting this fear stop me. I'm
right.
doing it.
Right.
So yeah, it really has to be the desire.
Right. So I think what both of you and I would say as our takeaways today is keep going, keep stepping. Do not let anything stop you. Grab on to your mentors, your whatever your big foundational ladder rung is, both you and I, it's God. Pray. Support group, make sure you have a strong support group. And without question, the number one thing you and I, Jordan, would say at this transitional time in our history is to keep on going.
Yes.
Keep on going. That's a little hard for me to say to you because it's thrust you into your next thing. But absolutely, Jordan, keep on going. I know you would say that back to me as well.
Yes.
And there's not enough words to say about the support you've given me and what you've meant to iCoach Life. We cannot wait to see what happens with triple braided cord.
Oh, me neither, Bill. And I can't wait to see what's happening here, because if there's one thing I've learned from being in this office, it's that because you are so open to life change, and your mindset is always so geared towards that becoming better and becoming better and growing constantly, there is a lot of change always happening around here. As we say, it's always a party. It's always a party going on here. Never dull moments. And I know that I know big things are definitely in store for here too. So yes. I can't wait to watch all that as well.
I can't wait as well. To get a hold of Jordan from now on, listen carefully to this, info at braidedcord.org. Okay, that's the website, braidedcord.org. That's how you get a hold of Jordan. I am the same, Bill, at iCoachLife.org. We look so forward to keeping you updated on changes going on in both of our lives, and we thank you all so much for all of your support during this 22 podcast transition ourselves as we've stepped through this. What a great, wow, 22.
20. I'm thinking of Taylor Swift's song. 20.
There you
20.
Go.
You don't want me singing it, but 22. It's called 22.
Oh, so we're not going to end on you singing a song.
I am not going out that way, though. No.
All right. Well, thanks so much for all of your support. For Jordan Oliver, Bill Spate, Project 2662, Life Changes Here. See you next time. Thanks for all of your support, and keep on stepping.
Let me walk the line. Let me one more time before it's too